Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, June 28th, 2024. Spokespeople for Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, or PEER, and the Islesboro Islands Trust announced Thursday that three vernal pools on Sears Island were documented by visitors to the island, one of whom has earned degrees in plant ecology and conservation biology, and they were documented following Maine State Vernal Pool Assessment Protocol. The pools are located in the section of the island that would be industrialized for an offshore wind terminal if those plans are approved, and they were not contained in a report the Maine DOT submitted to the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, according to PEER and Islesboro Islands Trust. When the pools were discovered in April, 200 wood frogs and 70 salamander egg masses were found in the pools. In their announcement Thursday, Kyla Bennett of PEER and Steve Miller of Islesboro Islands Trust reported that attempts to share documentation of the vernal pools on Sears Island with state agencies has met resistance. They say, quote, "The Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, the state agency responsible for recording significant vernal pools, will not recognize these documented observations of significant vernal pools on Sears Island without proof that the Maine DOT had provided permission to access the property," close quote. The announcement from Islesboro Islands Trust and PEER was accompanied by a copy of an email dated earlier this week in which a Maine DOT representative says that, quote, "For consistency, we prefer to use our qualified consultants' information for submittal on these pools to IF&W. The consultant hired by the Maine DOT found no significant vernal pools on the island in that area. Listeners will recall that when a sand dune system on the island was found to pose an obstacle to developing it, the governor pushed a bill through the legislature that removed environmental protections from just that one sand dune. In 2007, after what was then the latest of many attempts to develop Sears Island had failed, but not before the state built a causeway with a permit that was for a bridge and illegally filled wetlands, an agreement was reached between stakeholders and the state. The Sears Island Planning Initiative Consent Agreement states, among other things, that, quote, "Mack Point shall be given preference as an alternative to port development on Sears Island," close quote. More information, history, and background is available at IslesboroIslandsTrust.org, AllianceForSearsIsland.org, and PEER.org, P-E-E-R.org. Just a couple of events happening today. If you're in the area, you may still be able to join one of Castine Historical Society's walking tours. Starts this morning at 10. The hour-long guided tours meet in front of the Abbott School on Fridays, Saturdays, and Mondays through the fall. For more information, you can go to castinehistoricalsociety.org. And this afternoon in Blue Hill, there will be yoga on the lawn at the library from 4 to 5 p.m. for all ages and abilities. For more information on that, contact the Blue Hill Public Library. And for more events happening today, this weekend, and throughout the month, be sure to check the WERU community calendar at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Around Town will be, well, not really out of town. Around Town will be staycationing for the next few weeks. So enjoy these great Maine summer days, and I will see you on July 15th.